May 23rd, 2018. Woo! Was our first broadcast. Mm-hmm. It kind of started as this fun idea at Spark Central here in Spokane, and we love it. I'm not done. Are you done?
No.
No, yeah. We have so much to talk about.
Silverbose.
What?
Silverbose. So many things.
Silverbose. I thought you said silver bus, and I was like, silver bus?
See? I'm going to be a brain junk on a silver bus now, folks. I'm going to Google it.
Yay! This episode is on the 21st of May, but it's as close as we could get to our mm-hmm. actual podcast-versary.
Yes. We continue to be clever and bright and engaging.
Enough of the celebrating. Let's get to the episode.
Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr, and it's time for a brainstorm. I'm going to tell you about a man in China. He swallowed a spoon on a dare in 2017, and it got stuck in his throat.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, for real?
Yep, got stuck in his throat.
Oh.
And not only that, but he left the spoon for months.
Oh, my word.
Apparently it wasn't bothering him that much. Until He was punched in the chest by one of his friends. I'm imagining this is like a college age guy, and one of his buddies was like, hey, you know, right in the chest. And then he was having chest pains and all sorts of stuff. So he finally went in, and the doctors took 2 hours to remove the 8-inch long spoon.
Oh, my word.
From his esophagus.
Handle up or handle down?
Handle down. There's an x-ray picture, and you can see the spoon is like right at the, you know, the base of his throat where your necklace would be, and yeah. then it just hung straight down.
You guys didn't see my
face.
Are you kidding, you idiot? Mom eye roll. You don't call your kid an idiot, but you know, it's that face you reserve for extremely foolish choices.
Yeah. Well, so when I saw the x-ray of the spoon, I don't have it on here. I know Amy was like, what, is there a picture? It kind of got me thinking about people swallowing stuff on accident or on purpose.
There are some terrific hospital billboards in our area.
Yes.
Regarding that very thing.
Well, so it happens so often, it even has a name. It's called foreign body ingestion.
There's an insurance code then.
I'm sure there is.
Awesome.
And emergency rooms see a lot of this kind of thing. So fun fact, 80 to 90% of these objects that are swallowed pass mm-hmm. through just fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because most of them are swallowed by kids under the age of 3. So common objects swallowed: coins, buttons, pins, magnets, batteries, small toys, pieces of toys, and toothpicks.
I believe all of that, and I'm worried about toothpicks.
Yeah, toothpicks, and I saw a horrible x-ray of a little kid that had swallowed those big safety pins.
And yes!
Some of them were
open?
Yeah, some of them were open. I know Zoe went screaming from the room when I was looking at the picture. The kid is fine.
Yeah.
Kid is fine.
Good.
So in adults, most accidental swallowing is, what do you think the top three are?
Accidental swallowings in adults. Mm-hmm. What do I put in my mouth? Maybe a pen cap.
Oh, that's good.
I'm not a chewer. I can't even begin to imagine.
Well, the most are bones, chicken and fish
sure.
bones.
Yes.
And then the third one is dentures.
Oh, no.
I know. And I once as a child swallowed an ice cube and got it stuck. But it was one of those round ones that has a hole in the middle. So I'm sitting in the back seat. Oh, it was the coldest thing I've ever experienced. But I was whistling.
In the wrong spot.
Yeah, I was like, whoop. And my dad, you know, cool volunteer firefighter that he is, he's like, you'll be fine. It'll melt. You're not going to die.
Yes, I thought that it would be comforting to be acquainted with and do activities with medical professionals. But it turns out if you're not dying,
no,
they're completely uninterested in you.
They're super cool about it. They're like, yeah, we've seen that before. So, okay, so some fun stories.
Wow.
Well, some fun, I guess fun is the wrong word. Interesting.
Yes.
So in 2016, a 42-year-old man deliberately swallowed 40 knives over a period of 2 months. Some open, some like pocket knives. And when asked why, he said he liked the way they tasted.
Oh, no.
Yeah, those all had to be surgically removed. And then this one kills me. A woman in the Netherlands went in complaining of stomach pains, and I saw the x-ray. The x-ray showed she had 70 pieces of cutlery in her stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Which she did not disclose
initially? No. It looked almost like a chrysanthemum flower or something. So it was all piled up in one spot.
Wow. She must have been like 30 pounds heavier.
Well, yeah. And what's unfortunate is with adults, often things that are swallowed, if it's not accidental, adults have a tendency to swallow things if they have something called pica. where you know, they're missing a nutrient or something. You know, some people eat dirt and these kind of things. Unfortunately, I guess in the Western world, we like to eat metal things.
That makes sense because the whole blood thing there, it tastes coppery and...
Yeah.
Interesting.
And metally.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so, and here's a fun one. So a woman accidentally swallowed her wedding ring during the proposal. So her boyfriend had put the ring in a milkshake and she...
Oh, that really happened, huh?
She gulped down her milkshake and he's like, wait, where's the ring? And she says, what are you talking about? She didn't believe him when he told her he'd put a ring in there. So he made her go to the doctor and get an x-ray. And there it is on the x-ray. There's a little ring there in her stomach.
It looks kind of small.
Yeah. So when it came out, then he proposed.
Oh my gosh.
So romantic.
Ring watch 2019. So oh gosh.
So the moral of the story is what? Do I know?
You're probably going to be together for life if you get through the ring watch 2019.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, if there's a sieve and a toilet involved in your wedding proposal, you're going to be together forever. And that's my brainstorm.
I don't think I can go work at a grade school tomorrow, folks. Oh my word. We're on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast, and you can find us on Twitter as @MyBrainJunk. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know, and I guarantee you will not be bored.